Good morning. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm Twanda Black, and joining me this morning, Lori Manns. She is CEO of Quality Media Consultant Group, LLC, and she's talking about you trailblazers out there in business. How are you this morning?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome. Well, first of all, tell us about Quality Media Consultant Group, LLC.
Well, we are a business consultancy firm specializing in advertising, marketing, and sales. And we provide small business solutions to entrepreneurs who are looking to grow their business and take it to the next level.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And how do you do that, though?
Well, here's what I like to tell people. Every entrepreneur needs to get their message out there, attract new clients, and make more money.
Mm-hmm.
So what we do is show you a systematic approach to help you utilize brilliant branding and magnetic marketing and soulful sales so that you increase your clientele and expose your footprint to the marketplace and thereby increasing your sales results.
Now, you do small to medium businesses?
Yes.
Okay, because I know that will be a lot of work if it was a huge business.
Yes.
Yeah. So you've been doing this Trailblazer Summit for a minute. Talk about what a trailblazer business person is.
Well, a trailblazer for me is basically somebody who is wanting to get outside of the norm.
Mm-hmm.
And basically a person who, you know, makes their own way and utilizes their brilliant and unique gifts and skills to create their own path in the world, use those gifts to make money and have a profitable business. And they're not afraid to try something new. They're not afraid to do something new. And for me, I started this Trailblazer Business Summit 4 years ago because I wanted to do something new to attract people who were in business like me but mm-hmm. wanted to go to a safe place and talk about what they didn't know and get information to help them grow their business and make powerful connections. And so many times, you know, we go to these events and we're afraid to talk about, okay, well, you know what? I don't know how to do that. How do
exactly.
you do that?
Exactly. And I was going to point that out because, you know, a lot of times we don't know. I'll give you a perfect example. I have a friend who was in the music business maybe 30 years ago, did some great things back in the day, really back in the day. And mm-hmm. now that person's trying to get back in the music business, not understanding, and we keep telling him, look, it's not the same parent. You know, it's not the same
right.
thing that your parents did in 1940.
Right.
It's totally changed. Most is digital. You got to know what's happening today. And I think that he's afraid to look dumb, so he won't ask questions.
Right. And that's a huge problem because most entrepreneurs who are solo, meaning mm-hmm. it's just them in their mm-hmm. business, or they have a small staff of 5 or 10 people, you have to recognize that having an online business is crucial in today's
yeah.
economy, because if your business or some part of it is not online, you're missing the boat.
Right.
And in order to be successful, there has to be some component of your business that is online.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That intimidates some people because
yeah.
they don't know the digital world.
And especially us not born, we're not digital natives. So we, you know, kind of got brought along kicking and screaming.
Right.
And, you know, he's one of those. And it's been really tough for him to really see the vision of where it is today. He's still trying to do stuff old school, and it's not working at all.
Oh, my goodness. Bless his heart. Tell him to come on to the Trailblazer Business Summit.
We'll
help him out.
You know, I love the Trailblazer Business Summit because there are a lot of people who have side businesses while they're working their corporate jobs. And,
right.
You know, looking forward to that day when they can walk away. And so there's a lot of work to do in between that time.
Oh, yeah, definitely, because it makes sense to build up your business on the side to the point where it replaces your mm-hmm. income if you are someone who's still working a corporate job and you want to eventually transition into entrepreneurship, then you have to do it on the side because it doesn't make sense to quit when you haven't built a business that you right. know will be able to sustain you mm-hmm. after you don't have that regular paycheck anymore. Yeah. And so there's some critical steps that you need to do in terms of just learning how to market your business, learning how to come up with a business model that's going to be sustainable and help you to, you know, make money consistently, mm-hmm. not just something that you do as a hobby, but something that you really come up with a profitable business model to help you be consistently successful.
Absolutely. So at the Trailblazer Summit, and I've been talking about it for a few weeks now, but you're going to do many TED Talks. I love TED Talks.
Yeah. So I love TED Talks too. And that's one very successful business model is getting, you know, professionals to talk about a subject for about 10 or 15 minutes mm-hmm. and give you, you know, the meat and potatoes of that subject and really what the most important details are on it. And so I have invited a group of professionals to come and basically do TED Talk style presentations, but pack them with so much value and substance that you walk away knowing exactly what you need to know about that particular topic. And so, you know, we don't want to bore people by, you know, having, you know, hour-long presentation.
Right.
We just want to give you enough mm-hmm. that's going to help you to make a difference somehow. And something, like one big nugget that you can walk away with and use the next week in your business.
That's right. Particular subjects that we're going to hear?
Yes, so we're going to start talking about SEO for website sales.
Oh, okay.
And so everyone knows SEO stands for search engine optimization.
You can't assume that, though. Some people really don't know what that means.
Well, okay, for those who don't, it's search engine optimization mm-hmm. for website sales. And that basically means we want to have you found on search engines like Google, Bing,
right.
and Yahoo. So when someone goes to search for your keywords that you would be described as a business, then you come up. And so we're going to teach you how to utilize the keywords in your particular niche or your particular mm-hmm. industry to make your website ring like a cash register.
Yeah.
And that means people find you better. They mm-hmm. find you faster, and you're not going out there chasing for business so much because people are finding you on the internet, which is the number one way people search for business
Absolutely.
Today.
Absolutely. What else? What else are we going to hear?
We're going to talk about mastering your money, learning how mm-hmm. to put together a budget for your business, put together a personal budget for your personal finances, and how to separate the money, and also how to make sure your business is profitable every single month, and how to package and price your services so that you're not losing. So one of the things that happens with new entrepreneurs or people who have been in business sometimes for years is that they don't see that the way they have their products and services priced mm-hmm. affects their profit.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're going to talk about that, and we're going to talk about budgeting, and we're going to talk about pricing to help you master your money and make, you know, better decisions when it comes to the finances that you have in your business.
Absolutely. What else you got?
So we're going to be talking about winning through video marketing.
Mm.
So, you know, so many people are afraid to get in front of the camera. They're used to being in the background. They're used to being, mm-hmm. you know, on the phone. But we're going to teach people how to get in front of the camera and use video to sell themselves and sell their businesses, and how we can utilize video these days to go viral and promote our products mm-hmm. and services in a way where people want to share it.
That's good stuff, because content is king right now.
Oh, yeah. I mean, content is what you have to have in order to attract people to your business.
Mm-hmm.
And so video content is so powerful because people like to look at images.
They
like to see a story.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we like television and film. So when you utilize video to sell your message to the masses, that's going to be a way to attract new people to you because it speeds up the know, like, and trust factor.
Yeah.
And that's not all. We have more.
I love it. I love it.
So
it's going to be
phenomenal.
We're
also going to be talking about digital technology
mm-hmm.
and how to use digital technology to grow your business. So there's all these things called apps and
mm-hmm.
hacks and tricks
mm-hmm.
and, you know, so there's so many apps out there and so many other digital solutions that you can use from the way you build your website, you know, like on a WordPress, using social media. There's so many digital marketing methodologies that you can use to grow your business from having an electronic magazine, an electronic newsletter. There's so much more. So we're going to give you some specific ways and strategies that you can utilize these digital technology methodologies to grow your business. And we've got some guys who have used digital technology to build million-dollar brands,
mm.
and they're going to come and talk to us about how they did it.
Awesome. Awesome. I know there's going to be much, much more. It's going to be Saturday, April 21st, 11 a.m. till 5 p.m. It won't be a boring hour, boring moment during the Trailblazer Business Summit. And I'll tell them where it's going to be held and how they can be a part.
So the Trailblazer Business Summit is Saturday, April 21st, and it is going to be held at the Courtyard Marriott in Tucker. That's just 10 minutes from Atlanta. And all you have to do to register and participate in this event is go to qualitymediaconsultants.com/events. And when you go to that website, qualitymediaconsultants.com, on the events page, you will see all of the information.
All right. All right. Is there a fee? Are you still looking for speakers? What's happening right now?
Well, we have all the speakers that we need. The day is jam-packed of value.
That's
You're
going
to be the MC.
Mm-hmm.
We're excited to have you. And We're all set. So we're all set with speakers. We can't take any more speakers, any more vendors. The vendors are sold out.
All right.
Tickets are almost sold out. So if you want to be there, you definitely need to go to Quality Media Consultants to register. There is a fee, and everybody who goes to that website and enters the promo code RADIO gets a percentage off of the registration.
Okay, all right.
At 15% off. 15% off of
mm-hmm.
the registration if you use the promo code RADIO.
All right. Trailblazer Business Summit, April 21st at the Marriott Courtyard in Tucker. Kicks off at 11 o'clock a.m., and we're going to see everybody there. Go to qualitymediaconsultants.com for all the information. Can't wait to hear what everybody has to say. It's going to be exciting. If you know, really and truly, though, if you're looking for that next level on what to do with your business, and it's so funny because, you know, I've been struggling. I want to go to school, and of course, they don't have money for old people. So you gotta save your money. You know, if you're going to a master's or a doctorate, so you gotta save your money.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, Lord, what am I gonna do? I gotta get some extra work. I gotta do, you know. So it's just been really interesting what I've been thinking about lately.
Yeah. Well, if you want to go and pursue that doctorate, you know, there might be some money out there for women going back to school.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to know how to look for it online, because
Absolutely.
that's the key, because I'm sure it does exist. So we'll tell you how to go find that money, because, you know, that's another thing. Always continuing education in business and entrepreneurship
mm-hmm.
is critical.
It is. It really, really is. And, you know, when you look at where you are, like, I'm over 50, been in my career for almost 30 years. And so, you know, I know I'm not probably going to retire out of this thing. because it you know, media, it changes so quickly. They're probably gonna say, we need some young people, y'all get out. You know, because it's happening.
No, they love you. Yeah. They know how wonderful you are.
They might love me, but they are always looking for those younger people and paying them less money to come and do 10 more things than what we do. So you got to consider that there may be something else for you to do after retirement. And that's where it's very important time for most of us.
Yeah. So I've talked to so many people who are at that point okay, what am I going to do when I retire?
Right.
You know, I can't sit down. I have to do something. Mm-hmm. So, you know, one of those things is use your brilliance, use your gifts, use your skills to have an online business, because there's something that you know that you can teach other people.
That's right.
Everyone, that's what I believe a trailblazer does.
Mm-hmm.
You are able to use all of that experience that you have to teach other people how to do something that you know how to do very well.
Absolutely.
And that's what I did. You know, I was in media for 20-something years and got downsized and started my company, but I didn't know exactly how to make it successful and how to make it profitable, because I didn't know what I didn't know.
Exactly.
And so it's just a huge learning curve. But there's, in the digital landscape of, you know, doing business online and doing business on the internet, there's room for everybody.
I believe that. I really believe that. Go to qualitymediaconsultants.com for the Trailblazer Business Summit, April 21st, 11 a.m. till 5 p.m. Lori Mantz, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Twanda. It's always a pleasure.